Well, let's get to airport security issues. If you've been in a TSA line recently, you may have seen signs warning people that some driver's licenses soon won't be good enough to board a plane. Maine, Minnesota, Missouri, and Montana still aren't compliant with the Federal Real ID Act, which Congress passed in response to the September 11th attacks of 2001. Many of the hijackers used licenses and state-issued IDs to get on their flights. And some states have been slow to adopt Real ID. They cite privacy and budget concerns, but their time to protest is running out. Jill Cohenour is a Democratic state senator from Montana who's proposed a bill to make that state compliant. Senator Cohenour, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. And look, Montana does not like this law that Congress passed more than a decade ago now. The state still isn't in compliance, and you've actually passed your own state law prohibiting Montana from issuing Real ID licenses. So why is Montana so against it?
Well, you know, we kind of feel up here in Montana that we're pretty independent. We didn't like the federal government telling us that we were, you know, had to comply with something. It's essentially a federal mandate without the monetary assistance to actually implement the law. So I kind of like the language that we used. It says we're not going to do this because it is inimical to the security and well-being of the people of Montana and will cause unneeded expense and inconvenience for those people.
You're talking about the 2007 law, which prohibited the state from making these IDs, right?
Exactly. And I was actually in the House of Representatives at that time and voted to support the law that passed with that language in it.
Okay, but now you're on the other side of this issue because a deadline is coming up. You've got to come into compliance, so there's going to be real problems. Tell us about the bill that you're sponsoring now.
Well, and that's exactly correct. What's going on is all along since 2007, we've gotten waivers from the federal government on actually complying with the law. We've done a few milestones along the way that basically updated our system, updated the security of our driver's license. So we're really to the point where we have two things left to do, and of course they're the most expensive things to do. And so what happened is actually I credit my husband for this. He said, I had two bills I could drop in, and he said, you better put something in about Real ID. And I'm like, really? He's actually a highway patrol officer, so he knows what's going on with driver's license in the state of Montana. And that date is looming. We did not receive a waiver to basically not have to comply fully. And so the January 2018 is the date when our citizens from the state of Montana will not be able to get on a domestic airplane without a passport. So the cool thing about this bill is it's optional. As a person getting a driver's license, I can decide if I want to be compliant or not compliant. We really don't want to have to do this, but people who want to do it can do it if they want to.
So your bill would cost $2 million a year. Some people are complaining about that. But the bigger picture issue, and especially in a place like Montana, is this idea of privacy, that people's information would be in a national database. So what are you doing about that?
Yeah, so that's the part that I think that we've addressed with this bill. And so scanning in a birth certificate, I think, is what people are most concerned about, that information going to the federal government. What we found out through this process is that your birth certificate doesn't need to go to the federal government. It is can reside within a database here in the state of Montana. And so your driver's license, like your driver information, does go to a national database, but this can be separated from that process, and really it just goes along, and only the people within the state of Montana will have access to that. So I think that addresses the issue of privacy that people were concerned about. I think people thought all of my information is going to be, you know, sent up to the federal government. They're going to be able to, you know, access way too much. And so I think that we've really taken care of that with this bill.
Do you think people will be more willing to support your bill when they realize come January 2018, if you live in Montana, you may not be able to get on an airplane?
Yeah, and that's the interesting part of this. It's kind of started rolling and getting more and more and more traction because the signs are going up in every airport across the state of Montana.
Yeah.
And people are very, very concerned. It basically says, if you don't have a passport or a Real ID compliant identification of some kind, you're not going to be able to get on an airplane just to go see grandma.
But that is an option. Why can't people just get a passport?
Well, and they can, and that's the thing that's good about this bill is it's actually a lower price. We have fees associated with the compliance with this. So if you want to comply on your regular driver's license renewal period, which is every 8 years here in the state of Montana, then you can pay an extra $25 to make it real ID compliant, and then therefore you can be able to get on an airplane. We figured on the assumptions that are made on the fiscal implications of that, that we'd bring in about $1 million a year. That should be able to run this program for the long haul. Of course, you have to, you know, plug a bunch of money in to do the implementation. But as the ongoing, I think we'll be able to go ahead and make that happen with that revenue.
All right. Well, the clock is ticking there in Montana. Jill Cohenour is a state senator from Montana. She's proposed a bill that would make the state compliant, finally, with the Federal Real ID Act. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.